pretty raucous. Mavericks fans being escorted out of the building. They're very upset in the wake of the Luka trade. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about that is the head usher at the American Airlines Center. He's been working these games. We say good morning to our friend, our favorite octogenarian, Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Hello. You got me there.
Yeah, we got you.
82 years young. That's right.
82, okay. And you're still kicking.
Still kicking. My father always told me, he said the best part of old age was that it doesn't last very long. But feels like I've been 80 for about 20 years now.
Yeah, it kind of does.
But I don't mind it. I get better with age. That's what I say. Like a fine wine, I get better with age. I'm a multitasker now.
Huh. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can sneeze and pee at the same time.
Well,
I need to quit ushering at that AAC. It's just getting too much work.
I was going to say, yeah. It's been,
oh my God,
pretty rowdy, hasn't it?
Yeah, and that, you know, in the old days, we'd only kick someone out if they had like 20 beers and started punching the family in the throat. But now we got to throw out anyone who doesn't like all of Nico's Facebook posts. That's the new rule.
So that's been ordered from ownership?
Yeah, ownership. It's ridiculous. I mean, they don't realize there's a little something called freedom of speech, by God.
Mm-hmm.
And, hell, that's something I slaughtered over 700 Germans to preserve back in 1944.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your service. We appreciate
it. Full Taliban there, too. But, yeah, you know, and I say, you know, Nico, he's always been very pleasant to me, but he can't insulate himself from all criticism at the games.
Right.
And then sick me and my team on all these people to get them kicked out. I mean, he's a guy who... I mean, hell, how can you trade away a generational talent, albeit a soft generation's generational talent, to the Lakers just because the Lakers make the call? And then all we get in return is a guy that lasted like three quarters or something.
Yeah, two and a half. Yeah.
Two and a half quarter. I mean, no wonder people's so mad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they are.
This last game, I had to kick out over 5,000 people.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I know it. And that's me having to pick them up over my head and take them out to the parking lot and bounce them off the hood of a Corolla. I mean, that's a lot of work.
You can still do that?
Sure I can. I do that... testosterone replacement therapy.
Oh, so it works, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, it works like a charm. You better believe it. Yeah, this crowd, they are angry. I've never seen people so mad. The fans yelling about Nico, fans yelling at each other.
Mm-hmm.
I had to kick out. You know, that's the thing. As these tensions get so high, you get people turning on each other in that arena there. And I had to kick out one guy who was yelling at fans to shut the F up. Nice. Escorted him out, and he said, "Jesse, don't you know who I am? I'm Shark Teeth, Shark Tank."
You escorted Cuban out?
It was Mark Cuban. That's exactly right.
Oh, my God.
So he and I get into it, and we had to wrestle for the gun that he pulled out on me.
Oh, man.
But I got it from him. I shot the crypto right out of his pocket.
Crypto.
But we laugh about it. But I'm too old for this crap. And it was a quick turnaround for me because I also ushered the Super Bowl. So
you did?
Wow.
Yeah, I love New Orleans. I love New Orleans. I lived there for many years, but went partying in the French Quarter after the game, George.
Oh, yeah.
You've done a bit of that in your life.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun place.
I even took a nice lady back to my hotel after a night of drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, I'm still lucky with the ladies. I look pretty good for my age.
Okay. Good for you.
Now, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm hot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know the secret to having a smoking hot body as a senior, don't you?
What's that?
Cremation. But
oh my gosh, Jesse!
But I was able to skull with the woman, and then I woke up in a bathtub full of ice down a kidney and a Rolex, and I kind of
man,
you got to be careful, Jesse.
I heard you young fellas went to that WW2 museum there.
Yeah, we did. It was impressive.
You see the big display on me right next to the Alden Murphy display?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. They got number one and two in kills. They have big displays on me and
you were right behind Audie Murphy.
Yep, huh? They sure did. But you guys ought to go there and look at that. You see me in my younger years when I could really pull the tail.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
But just if I could use a platform just to tell people coming to the AAC, I know you're mad and everything, but stop creating so much damn work for old Jesse.
Yeah, you just want to stay and watch the game.
I just want to watch the game. I don't want to send all these Corollas to body shops now.
but you'll do it if you have to.
I'll do it again if I have to.
All right, well, hang in there, Jesse.
All right, do y'all know how to work an iPad? I'm trying to get this thing turned on, and I can't figure out how to get it on.
Call one of your grandkids. They'll help you out.
All right, then.
All right, bye, see ya. There goes Jesse the Usher.